folks. Welcome back. We're monitoring more developments from the anti-Muslim protest in Dearborn. Cam Higby is there as well. And I don't know, I'm kind of confused by this whole thing. It's supposedly a Christian march. I don't know. I'm very confused by all of this, but Cam Higby says, Muslim anti-protester says Dearborn Police Department is the best police department. The police presence has dwindled to just two officers who are letting violent Muslim counter-protesters and Antifa terrorists act with impunity against journalists and Christian protesters. So apparently multiple of the Christian protesters have been assaulted, and the cops are just standing by, allowing it to happen in the same way that happens in Portland with Antifa, or Seattle with Antifa, or L.A. with the illegal immigrants throwing rocks at cop cars. I really, like, there are times I wish I could just, like, force these cops to sit down. Like, wouldn't it be nice just to be able to, like, sit the cop down and go, what the hell are you thinking? What is going on in your mind? What is happening that makes you think it's okay to allow violent people to attack Trump supporters? Why is that happening? What is the calculus going on in their head? And you can see this guy is just pretending to be completely deaf. He's taking that, you know, Alison Spanberger tactic of just pretending you don't answer, that you don't hear the questions, so you don't have to answer it. There's the cop just watching on impotently as the Muslims, like, celebrate, yeah, we can get away with anything here. Let's watch the video.
Officer, why are they able to make threats unfettered? They haven't. Why do they have total impunity out here? They've attacked me. They pepper sprayed me. Nothing has happened. They punched Jake in the face. They sprayed Jake. They have total impunity.
This is the best police department here. In the state of Michigan, nobody beats the police.
I just put a new video in there. Apparently, a conservative protester has been arrested at this anti-Muslim protest. Let me drop that video in. So these videos are breaking sort of by the minute, and it does seem to be going down there in Dearborn. Christian protester gets removed by police after he's spit on by a Muslim. So we're going to drop these videos. I'll drop these videos in and go to these as they break. Let's go to this first one, breaking: conservative protester arrested at the anti-Islam protest. Let's watch.
They arrested a conservative.
You said they're arresting me.
What are you arresting him for? What are you arresting him for? What's the probable cause? What's the probable cause? You have to state a legal reason for arresting this man. What is it? What is the legally stated reason for arresting this man? What is the legally recognized reason for arresting this man? What's the probable cause? What is the probable cause? Name and badge number. Name and badge number. They won't arrest a single Muslim. There's been multiple attacks, but of course they'll arrest somebody on the other side immediately. What is the probable cause for arresting him? Officer, were you here just a second ago when the guy got arrested? Habeas corpus, articulate suspicion for arresting that man. Name and badge number, please. Name and badge number. Name and badge number, please, sir. Name and badge number. I want your name and your badge number. Are you denying me your name and your badge number? Are you denying name? Are you denying name and badge number? Get out of my face. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Stop.
You'll do what? You'll do what? You'll do what? I want his name and badge number. I have a legally recognized reason to ask his name and badge number. I'm asking name and badge number.
My community and harass our people.
Go right here.
You're not gonna do that. You're not gonna do that.
Wow, people getting in his face, threatening him. And the cops are right there. They've just arrested a conservative person, refused to give their name or why the person was being arrested. And as he tries to get the cop to give him his name and badge number, the Muslims are getting in his face, pushing it back. Wow. It's us against the world, folks. It's us against the world.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Olive Chefs Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Tuned into the War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is the third hour of the War Room. We're watching the developing chaos at the anti-Sharia law protests in Dearborn, Michigan. Cam Higby's on the scene showing this video. Let's start this one over from the beginning. Keep the audio low at first, and then we'll be able to bring it up a little bit because there are some curse words at the beginning. But laying out what happened here, you'll see a black guy that's sort of the subject at the beginning. He's a Christian protester that apparently right before the video starts, some guy spit in his face. And you can see the black guy's like pretty angry about it. Cam Higby then goes and tells an officer, hey, the guy in the green scarf just spit in his face, and the police go and arrest the guy who was spit on, even though he didn't do anything in retaliation. So we're going to get into, in this segment, some various ways in which our systems of authority in this country are absolutely being turned against us. Like, if you didn't think we were in a sort of soft, cold civil war yet, how many places is this the case? As I just laid out, in LA, you had illegal immigrants rioting with impunity for days on end, throwing, you know, cement blocks at cop cars, and the cops basically just giving up in return. In Portland, you've had hundreds of days on end of Antifa attacking federal agents and getting no support from the local cops there. In Chicago, you have the same thing. In North Carolina, we'll get into that. It's as bad as anywhere because a sixth of their city is foreign-born. God only knows how many illegal immigrants are amongst that. I mean, that's one-sixth of the population that we know about that are the, I guess, legal foreign-born. And now in Hamtramck, Michigan, and Dearborn, Michigan, you have a protest, a legally permitted anti-Muslim, anti-Sharia law protest. And just like you have with Antifa in Portland, just like you have with the rioters and anti-ICE activists in Chicago, the police and the authority structures there are clearly on the side of the anti-American agitators, the violent ones, the hostile ones. For some reason, have the full support of our entire power structure. This is like sincerely depressing. Let's go to this video. A breaking Christian protester at anti-Muslim rally gets spit on, and then he's the one that gets in trouble. Let's watch. Let me kind of keep the audio down a little bit. There's the guy. You see sort of like he's pissed. He's very mad. He just got spit in the face. He doesn't hit anybody. Doesn't actually touch anybody. There's the guy that spit on him, the guy in the green scarf. Now you can see the cameraman, Cam Higby, goes to find a cop right here. And he finds this female officer. Listen. He says he spit in his face, the guy in the green.
He spit on his face.
Now a cop grabs the Christian protester and starts walking him away. So the guy that spit in the Christian protester's face wasn't taken to the side. Now you've got this Christian who just was spit in his face, and you can see he was pissed, but doesn't throw a punch, doesn't actually attack back. Now he's being pressed up against the police SUV with an officer with his hands on his shoulders, pressing him back like he's the one that needs to be contained. Like he's the one that needs to be talked down to and restrained. He had his face spit in. He didn't hit anybody. He didn't push anybody. He didn't spit in anybody's face. But he's the one that they are now manhandling and shoving against a SUV. And we just saw another Christian protester be arrested. And as they talk to the cops and say, "What are you doing? Why aren't you protecting the Christians?" the Muslims are just laughing in their face and saying, "This is our police off. This is our police department now." Okay, we can go to another video here. Absolute chaos. Dearborn police are allowing, just like in all these other places, allowing the violent rioters to commit violence with impunity while arresting and manhandling the Christian protesters that are there just speaking their minds. Let's go to the absolute chaos clip here.
This is absolutely insane. It's mayhem. The Muslims are allowed to do whatever they want with impunity. The officers haven't arrested any of them. There's been repeated assaults. I was bare... Haley, you're super tired. I was bear sprayed, or pepper sprayed, OC sprayed, whatever. Jake got sprayed. They didn't do anything. He just got punched in the face, and the officer watched it, did nothing. They're all masked up. They say, go to the station later. If this isn't Sharia police, I don't know what is. They just watched Jake get hit in the head, did nothing. Give him, punched him right in the face.
Again, it's just, you know. What do you call this? I mean, this is a takeover. This is a real insurrection. You want to talk about a real insurrection? From Chicago to LA to Seattle to Portland to North Carolina to Dearborn, Michigan to New York City. In every one of these places, hostile foreigners or hostile anarchists have taken control of the reins of power and are allowing the abuse of American citizens and an elimination of their rights. There's no excuse to allow, you know, a Muslim guy to punch Jake Lang in the face and not arrest him. Just like there's no excuse to allow illegal immigrants to throw cinder blocks at cop cars. But that's where we're at. It's about to get significantly worse. And it's coming from all sides. Yeah, we gotta do something about this. If this is allowed to continue, I mean, it's only going to accelerate. If they're already just allowing the just abject abuse of American Christians or American patriots or federal agents even, I'll say I do not think Trump is the man for this job. I don't think he's up to it. I think if Trump was the character that the left portrays him as, we might have a fighting chance here. But the more I see from the way that our municipalities are just as hijacked and corrupt and weaponized against us as the federal government, you know, it becomes really kind of overwhelming what it's going to take to wrestle control back into the hands of actual Americans. And this is all part and parcel with something I was going to cover today anyway, which is why this is all like hitting me even harder, I think. Let's go to clip 16 here. Let's go to clip 16 because this is crazy. I mean, I know we talk about crazy stuff all the time, but it just gets crazier and crazier, and you're about to see elected representatives, former CIA officers, military officers, and a variety of Democrat authority figures urging the U.S. military to disobey orders. This is as clear-cut of an example of sedition as you could ever possibly want. And so not only do you have these people in these positions of power, but these seditious concepts are so common, they feel absolutely no risk, no shame, no compunction about putting these statements to video and releasing it. And I think it's long, long past due that these people are made an example of. For the sake of our country, we have to have sort of extreme movements against these people. Let's go to clip number 16 here. These are Democrats urging the U.S. military to commit treason. Let's watch.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow.
I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military.
And the intelligence community.
Who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad, but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law
or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up. Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. You just had senators and congressmen and CIA agents and intelligence officers directly speaking to CIA members and members of the military and telling them you must disobey orders. Now, we've talked forever about the fact that Stuart Rhodes and the Oath Keepers rose to prominence, and on their website was a list of the 10 orders you're obligated to refuse. And they're very simple and clear, and it is a law that you can and should disobey unlawful orders when and only when they are obviously and inarguably illegal. Absolutely nothing that Trump has ordered anyone to do so far even approaches the threshold that would allow for that type of sentiment. I asked Grok about this just to get all the research in one place. In most countries, there are explicit laws against encouraging members of the armed forces to disobey lawful orders, commit mutiny, or undermine military discipline. The exact name and scope of the law vary by country, but here are the main examples. In the United States, 18 U.S. Code 2387, activities affecting armed forces generally, says this. It prohibits knowingly advising, counseling, urging, or in any manner causing or attempting to cause insubordination, disloyalty, mutiny, or refusal of duty by any member of the U.S. military. The penalty is up to 20 years in prison and or a fine. Okay, that's exactly what we just saw. Let me read it again. Prohibits knowingly advising, counseling, urging, or in any manner causing or attempting to cause insubordination, disloyalty, mutiny, or refusal of duty. And we just saw senators and congressmen make a video with big, bold letters saying you must disobey your orders. Every single one of these people, I think, should be charged and convicted for 20 years in prison. How could this be anything except for that? Okay, let me continue. A wartime version of that same prohibition is in 18 U.S. Code 2388, and the punishment is not just 20 years, it's up to 20 years or death if it results in deaths or seriously undermines the war effort. Now, we're not technically in war. That might not apply, but it doesn't need to. The Uniform Code of Military Justice also applies to service members who encourage mutiny or sedition. Mutiny or sedition is Article 94. Up to death in wartime is the punishment for that. Article 134, general article can cover conduct bringing discredit upon the armed forces or provoking speeches or gestures. These laws have been used historically against anti-war activists during the Vietnam War who directly urged soldiers to refuse deployment. Well, is that not, I mean, exactly the same that we just saw? Because actually, when you get into the actual laws, there are certain things that you're really not allowed to claim and others that you can, right? The critical distinction between lawful and unlawful orders and who gets to decide that has been litigated for centuries and is settled in every modern military justice system the same way. One, the order is presumed lawful until proven otherwise. Every order from a superior is to be presumed lawful. The soldier, sailor, or airman must obey first and challenge later, the obey first, grieve later rule. Disobeying on the spot is only justified if the order is manifestly, that is, obviously or blatantly illegal, and a reasonable person would instantly recognize it as such. So the case with like the Oath Keepers, it was like, if you're ordered to go house to house and seize weapons, that's illegal. Obviously. Manifestly. Disallowed by the Second Amendment of the Constitution, which is the law of the land. That's illegal, and you don't need a scholar to tell you that. Or other examples that they give, where it's like, if a superior officer urges you to rape a captive, yeah, you can resist that order. You can disobey that order, okay? But until the Border Patrol is issuing orders to their agents to rape the detainees, like, you have no right to refuse to participate in lawful actions. Continues, what counts as manifestly unlawful order? The classic formulation comes from the post-World War II tribunals and is now embedded in the law of armed conflict in every Western military manual. An order is manifestly unlawful when it is so obviously illegal that any person of ordinary sense and understanding would know it to be illegal. Examples that the courts have repeatedly ruled are manifestly unlawful, so refusal is protected, are things like ordering troops to shoot unarmed civilians or POWs for sport. Okay, good. Ordering a rape or torture. Okay, can't do that. Ordering the summary execution of prisoners. Those are manifestly illegal, unlawful, and can be refused. Nothing like that has ever been ordered by the American, authorities for the American military or Border Patrol or anybody else. That's not what those people were saying. Do you think they would have made an announcement if that was their point? Everybody knows that no Border Patrol agent is being ordered to rape their captives. Okay, you don't need to tell anybody to refuse an order. That would never exist. Examples that are not considered manifestly unlawful, and so refusal is punishable, are things like deploying to a war the soldier believes is immoral or unconstitutional, which is what I would, label their screed under. Oh, you just don't like the orders that are given? You just don't like that we're at war with the invading forces that have taken over our country? Too bad. We voted for a president specifically to, wage this war. Enforcing a curfew or lockdown the soldier thinks violates domestic law. Participating in a military operation the soldier believes violates international law. Refusing vaccination mandates, mask mandates, or diversity training. Refusing to use certain weapons the soldier believes are illegal, e.g. cluster munitions, drones, unless a court has already ruled them illegal in that context. Who decides whether the order was unlawful? Not the individual soldier at the time of refusal, a military court, or in extreme cases, a civilian federal court after the fact. The burden is on the accused to prove the order was manifestly unlawful, and the threshold is intentionally very high. Real world cases that illustrate this. Marines refused Vietnam deployment, claiming the war was illegal. They were convicted. The court ruled the legality of the war is a political question, not a manifestly unlawful order. Which, again, I would say directly applies to what we're talking about today. Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin refused deployment, claiming Obama birth certificate issue made the chain of command invalid. He was court-martialed and imprisoned. Again, I think another sort of similar situation here. So what are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about this? Senators and congressmen and former CIA agents are making videos where they are explicitly breaking the law and doing things that should, under any reasonable application of the laws on the books, should see them in prison for 20 years, if not killed by the state with the death penalty. And if nothing happens to these people, that would be the worst thing. I mean, hey, you wanna indict them and they can, you know, prove, they get the lawyers and the ACLU gets involved and they make a big deal out of it and they eventually, you know, get away with it. Fine, put them through it. But you have to at least put them through it. You know, there's more to this that I'll get to the other side, because again, this is almost ubiquitous here. And our country cannot survive what's happening. You know, it's weird, because it's like, okay, why doesn't Trump just actually do it? Why doesn't Trump just, I mean, he's playing by the book so carefully. He's listening to all the judges' interventions. He's trying to let the local governments deal with it their way. And they're sitting here making videos encouraging the armed forces to disobey orders. They're actively trying to disrupt the chain of command in this country, just like they have already done in the past. Remember after January 6th, or maybe even before January 6th, I mean, it happened multiple times. You had General Milley, first of all, contacting China outside of the chain of command to, you know, undercut the president's ability to serve as our chief diplomat. And he worked with Nancy Pelosi and basically said, you know, we've taken the nuclear football from Donald Trump. We have decided that the chain of command is no longer the chain of command, and actually the person you voted for is not in charge anymore. I am. And time again, they've been able to get away with this. And so when you have the federal government and congressmen and senators employing the U.S. military to disobey orders, at the same time that you have mayors and city councilmen and local police departments enforcing the law against Trump supporters but not against anybody else, as it's the other people that are violently attacking, like, where is the authority? Where is our side? Where is Trump? Where is the federal government? Where is the justice?
The incredibly positive health effects of methylene blue are well documented. RFK Jr. has promoted it. He takes it daily. But I got to tell you, I had taken it 7 years ago. My medical doctor recommended it. He said, just get a USP brand that means medical grade. And I bought it on Amazon. Had almost no effect. But when our sponsor, Bigley, at theauctionstore.com, came out with theirs 8 months ago, made in Florida by a literal laboratory, it blew me away and changed my life. The clarity, the focus, the energy with no letdown has been insane. And in the last 8 months, you've seen everybody from Roseanne Barr to you name it, take the product and just have absolutely insane clarity and energy effects, generally in about 30 minutes. That's incredible. But everybody that I know that's taken it, that I've checked back with, has long-term effects in the first few weeks and months that just build up. Better workouts, better clarity, better sleep, better focus. It's simply insane. Experience what Patrick Byrne experienced. Experience what Stuart Rhodes experienced. experience what all these other individuals experienced when they took this incredible product in capsules and the liquid at thealexjonesstore.com. And then when you experience it, tell your friends and family about it and tell them about the broadcast so they don't just get this great product and the great effects, they also find the truth. This is a 360 win for everyone.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Feels pretty good.
That is what it feels like. My brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
Yeah!
You better start drinking that methylene blue, son.
But it's not just our in-studio guests that have taken it and been blown away, all of them. It's the callers. It's the listeners. It's a mailman from Rhode Island. Here's just a small sampling of the testimonials of our callers and listeners when they took ultramethylene blue.
I have shared the methylene blue with my crew, and everybody has really noticed the effect.
I was in a wheelchair. That methylene blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it.
This is the best product guys have ever had.
I feel like I'm 25.
Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
We only sell supplements that are documented to absolutely blow people away because we want you to have a great effect so you come back and get it again and again, and it's so good for you. So experience what our guests, our families, our friends have experienced themselves by getting ultramethylene blue in capsules and in tincture discounted right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action, defend the Republic, defend the First Amendment, defend the info war, and empower your body, empower your health, and empower your life.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, welcome back, folks. I got a crazy headline here. Washington man severely ill with unpredictable virus never seen in humans before. Cool. Very cool. In a startling first, a Washington state man has been infected with a strain of bird flu previously only detected in animals and never before in humans. The severely ill man was hospitalized with a high fever, confusion, and respiratory distress earlier this month and confirmed to have H5N5, a subset of avian influenza carried by wild birds like duck and geese. The Washington State Department of Health described the unidentified patient as being older and having underlying health conditions. The agency noted that a man has a mixed backyard flock of domestic poultry at his home in Grays Harbor County in the southwest Pacific coast of the state. Wild birds could also access the property, with agency officials believing that either set of birds is most likely the source of the virus exposure. The man remains hospitalized as of last week while the investigation continues. The risk to public is low, according to Washington health officials and the CDC. No one else has tested positive for H5N5. There's no evidence of person-to-person spread, though experts have acknowledged that viral evolution can be unpredictable. Well, especially when you're running gain-of-function experiments in unqualified labs, but not like they would do that, right? So there you go, a bird flu that has never been detected in humans before has infected a man in Washington State. And I have to say, I just spent the last segment showing the protest in Dearborn, Michigan, against the Islamic takeover, and describing the way that Muslims have taken over Dearborn, the police department apparently interacting with impunity and assaulting and attacking Christian protesters there that want this to remain a Christian country. And then I get tweets from people saying you're obviously pro-Islamic because you're not covering it hard enough. What am I supposed to say? I'm literally advocating for a law to make it illegal to build mosques. Like, do you ever stop to think maybe you're aimed at the wrong person here? It's like, it's just crazy, man. The division, the constant false dichotomy. It's like you aren't angry enough at the full-blown Muslim takeover of Dearborn, Michigan. Therefore, you're obviously an anti-Semite that's an Islamo-fascist. I want you all gone. I don't want any of you around me. I'm sick of the Muslims. I'm sick of the Jews. I'm sick of the pagans. I'm sick of the pussy Christians. You're all pathetic and worthless as far as I can tell. You are all damaging my culture and my community and my people relentlessly, constantly, forever. You all want me to take up your little particular crusade. I want to lead a crusade against all of you. I think that might be what we need. I think we might need that at this point. Do you want to see how messed up it is? Do you want to hear how utterly screwed the American people are when you have all of these disparate foreign interests controlling not just our federal government through blackmail, but our local governments through pressure campaigns? Do you want to know how utterly absurd it's gotten, folks? Let's listen to the new mayor of New York, Zoran Mamdani, as he literally secedes from the union. He is saying that the New York government will no longer obey orders from the U.S. federal government and instead is pledging loyalty and fealty to international courts located in The Hague. This is a constitutional crisis. This is a civil war. And I want Trump or whoever is in the White House and doesn't have their head up their butt or their name on the Epstein list to order the U.S. military back from abroad to crush all of this with an iron boot. Okay? Have I not made it clear what I want? I want everyone involved with Epstein to be tried, convicted, and hung. I want everybody involved in the attempt to get us to war with Iran equally strung up. I want every mosque bulldozed to the ground in this country and all of their attendants sent overseas. Have I not made this clear? I want the entire DSA declared illegal and everyone who's ever contributed to them thrown into prison. Have I not been forthright about this? Our country is being destroyed. Our people are being genocided. Our political establishment is being ripped apart by 1,000 different cuts. And the people that we have suffered and fought for are spending the vast majority of their time hunting down anti-Semites and covering up for Jeffrey Epstein. I I am so far beyond rage. I'm simmering now. I can't even yell about this stuff anymore. It's so persistent. It's so ridiculous. It's so continuous and unabated. And I'm on the radio talking to millions of people. I can't actually say the details of what I think should happen. I expect you to be able to read between the lines. Let's go to Zoran Mamdani. As he, like 15,000 other people that we've seen today, does something that in any reasonable nation that actually wanted to exist into the next century would be treating with harshness reserved for rabid dogs. For some reason, we can't get a statement from the Trump administration. Here's Zoran Mamdani.
You said you would arrest Benjamin Netanyahu based on the 2024 International Court arrest warrant. Next UN General Assembly, as mayor, would you do that?
So I've said time and again that I believe this is a city of international law. And being a city of international law means looking to uphold international law. And that means upholding the warrants from the International Criminal Court, whether they're for Benjamin Netanyahu or Vladimir Putin. I think that that's critically important to showcase our values. And unlike Donald Trump, I'm someone who looks to exist within the confines of the laws that we have. So I will look to exhaust every legal possibility, not to create my own laws to do so.
On the other hand, this is also a world event. Does that not count a little bit?
Well, I think we are a global city, but I also think what New Yorkers are looking for is consistency in the way in which we talk about our values and follow through on them. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think these warrants from the International Criminal Court, they are worth fully exploring every legal possibility to actually follow through on.
New York is a city of international law? No, New York is a city of American law. International law doesn't exist. It's not a thing. For a law to exist, it has to have a power structure to enforce that law. So Zoran Mamdani, who refuses to comply with federal law enforcement when it comes to immigration, will enforce international law when it comes to arrest warrants. So if the international court were to decide that Donald Trump is a war criminal, would they arrest Donald Trump? Would international law supersede American law in that situation? I don't know why it wouldn't. When you have the mayor of a city who is their executive, it's their chief law enforcement officer, claim that they're no longer abiding by American law, but instead abiding by international law, you have to do something about that. That's a declaration of independence. That's a declaration of loyalty to a foreign body by the mayor of New York City, who didn't become a citizen until 2019. You have somebody who's been a U.S. citizen for less than 6 years as head of New York City, saying he's not complying with American law, but will be complying with international law. That's not the craziest part. That's far from the craziest part. In response to this, listen to what former mayor of New York, Eric Adams, said to an IDF officer in Israel. Clip 17.
In the city of New York, that is going to have that directive from the mayor. And he knows that. And so the mere fact that he continues to state that, it tells us that he's more concerned about volatile rhetoric that feeds to his party, the DSA, Democratic Socialists of America. This is what they want to hear here, and this is what they believe. And their anti-Israel energy is misguided. Israel has been a real partner in the stability of public safety to neutralize Iran, neutralize Hezbollah, neutralize ISIS, neutralize Hamas. These are the same people that not only call for the destruction of Israel, they call for the destruction of America. And so he wants to embrace those who call for the destruction of America, and you want to be the mayor of, the, of America's largest city. Something is abnormal about that.
Yeah, you might want to wipe your mouth after that, Mayor Adams. Did you already said in the beginning there? He was asked about the comment Mamdani made, where he said he would arrest Benjamin Netanyahu. And look, Benjamin Netanyahu is a war criminal. He should be in prison. The ICC is actually right. But this is more important than that. This is about who has authority in this country and whether it's people we actually elect and have a say in, or whether it is people that have never even been a part of our country. Apparently some cabal of psychos in The Hague and Brussels gets to dictate to Americans what we do? I don't think so. So he's asked about this. He's asked, Mamdani says he'll arrest Benjamin Netanyahu if he goes to New York City. Did you hear what Eric Adams' response was? If he gives that order, no one will follow it. Because the people in the ranks are more loyal to Netanyahu than the American power structure. It's the same thing I was joking when Trump and Netanyahu were butting heads and Netanyahu was coming over to America, and it was a joke, but I said he's about to arrest Netanyahu. And the response I got was no one would follow that order. Do you realize what a gigantic problem that is? Like, do you realize how messed up? So you've got the mayor of New York saying he would arrest Netanyahu because it's international law and he would be loyal to international law over American law because he refuses to comply with things like ICE or other federal orders from our government, but would arrest Netanyahu. When asked about this, Eric Adams says he can order people to arrest Netanyahu, but the rank and file in the NYPD is more loyal to Netanyahu than to America, so they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't arrest him. And you know the same thing would happen in America. If Donald Trump ordered Secret Service to arrest Netanyahu, they'd probably arrest Trump instead. Like, do you, like, what is going on? And you've got senators and congressmen telling the rank and file military to disobey orders. You've got Muslims in Dearborn, Michigan mocking the Christians that are being beaten up and spit in their face with the cops right there saying we control the police as they abuse the peaceful protesters. In Chicago and LA and Seattle and Portland, you've got rampant criminality, Antifa and anti-ICE protesters physically attacking ICE every chance they get. And the mayor's out there going, yeah, too bad. What's Trump going to do, arrest me? Governor Pritzker, what's he going to do, arrest me? I dare him. You know, eventually you're going to have to deal with this. Eventually Trump is going to have to deal with this. The earlier you deal with it, the easier it will be to deal with. If Trump doesn't deal with it, we're going to have to. And it's going to be way worse down the line. What are we doing? You want to see how bad it gets? North Carolina, a major city in North Carolina, Charlotte, has 900,000 people in it. 150,000 of them are foreign born. And I'm not even sure if that's including illegal aliens. 1/6 of an American city is peopled by non-Americans. How do you think it's going to go when they try to carry out arrests there for illegal immigrants? It's going just about how you would expect. Let's go to clip number 19. This is like a cartoon howl. This illegal immigrant. And I just want you to, like, this is actually funny to me because of how easy it is to not be subject to arrest as an illegal immigrant. If you're an illegal immigrant listening to me right now, go home. Go back to your country. You've got two options. If you go back to your country right now, first of all, the government will give you $1,000. They'll fly you back to your home country. And then you can come right back over with a valid visa anytime you want. Or you can resist the lawful orders. You can fight to stay here illegally. You can be arrested, thrown into a detention center, shipped back home country or a third country that you don't even know about, and never be allowed to step foot in America again. Why would you make that second choice? Why would you choose the second option ever? So as we watch this video, just remember, the person that you're seeing squeal like a pig has nobody to blame but herself. She made the choice to come here. She made the choice to stay here. She made the choice not to go home when she had the opportunity. And now she wants to act like a victim because we have to go pick her up. Let's watch her. Morning on the farm. The rooster crowing. It's like, shut up. Shut up. You're going home now. Let's go to clip number 20 here. This is in a church in North Carolina where, once again, we're observing the way that the Christian community is being manipulated and that citizens are just, I mean, they're just so brainwashed and retarded. They really think they're doing something good here. And there's like dozens of them. And again, they only are doing this because they don't think there's a risk. It's the same with Antifa. It's the same with the illegal immigrants. Same with the Muslims. These are not groups that you can reason out of their actions. The only thing you can do in these situations is punish them like children. And most of these people are they're able to sort of convince themselves that what they're doing, like they really think they're like Harry Potter fighting Voldemort. And it's they're able to do that because they're not actually doing anything. They're able to convince themselves that they're like these heroes standing up against this big bad power structure, but nobody's coming for them. Nobody's fighting them. Nobody's trying to stop them. So this is absolutely 100% the responsibility of the government to literally, like what you're about to see, what should happen in this video is the doors to this church should be kicked open simultaneously, all of them, and a flood of agents should run in, and everybody in the church should be arrested for sedition and put in jail. They're not only not doing that, they're making this open. Now, if the government doesn't do it, it is going to be up to us. And it would be so easy, and I don't know why people don't do this, to disrupt these meetings. Search, go on Google, search simple sabotage CIA. Seriously, search simple sabotage CIA. There's a literal manual about how to disrupt actions like this. Not violently, not by committing crime, but by getting involved and then causing trouble. We really, really, really need that right now. Because this is what they're doing in North Carolina. 1/6 of Charlotte is foreign born. And here's what they're doing.
Hey, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. I have to talk very quietly because I'm in a church, but check this out.
So we'll go over that second. And then we'll have you in a single chat during your shift, and we're asking you to please post the details in the single chat.
This is not a church service. This is a training being run by Siembra, North Carolina. It's called Safe to Work, Safe to School. All those people are here because they do not want Donald Trump's masked arms of federal agents on the streets of Charlotte. They watched what happened in LA, they watched what happened in Chicago, and they're all here to be trained about how to get their neighbors and their friends and their coworkers safely to work and safely to school to push back on the Trump administration and what they are doing. It's a Monday night. We are at the Dilworth United Methodist Church in Charlotte, and the turnout is incredible. I'm going to show you again.
There you go. Planning to disrupt ICE. Safe to work, safe to school. They're illegal immigrants. They have to go home. By the way, 21,000 students were absent today because they're illegal. 21,000 students in a single school district are illegal, meaning the citizens of Charlotte, North Carolina, are paying for 21,000 people. That's 15% of the entire enrollment of the school district are illegal aliens. 15% of the students did not show up when Border Patrol started activating in North Carolina. And look at what's happening. Clip 28. The impede caravans are out early this morning. Let's go to that. Clip 28 here. These are the people, you know, interrupting the ICE agents. Again, what are we doing? Why do we keep sending out, you know, four or five agents to try to arrest people, knowing that a crowd is going to show up? And then why is the crowd allowed to maintain this without paying for it? Let's go to some actually are paying for it now. We can go to the video of they actually followed one of these people home. And it's so typical that you have these people in these SUVs, clip 25, impeding the ICE agents and then just going home and parking in their little suburban driveway. Let's pull the audio up here.
He's breaking the window. He's got an assault rifle pointed at her.
Oh yeah, well, she committed a federal crime. So this person was interfering with ICE and then just wanted to go home.
Can you hear them yelling, put the windows down?
Just wanted to go home to her little condo. Her fancy little white neighborhood. And her little mid-size SUV. Probably works from home. She's a work-from-home speech therapist. He's breaking the window. Like these absolute morons. She's like, okay, I'll unlock it then. Yeah, you're going to jail, dumbass. You listened to the left and they convinced you to break a federal law for people that hate you. Illegal immigrants that are abusing you and crowding out your children in school. Sorry you listened to the liars, but you're going to jail now, you absolute traitor to this country. I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch.
Final batch.
Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act, and not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around for to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.